Exclusive: Texas most remote sector sees unprecedented border crossings, says Chief. By Bob Price on May 27, 2021. Illegal border crossings in Texas' most remote sector reached unprecedented levels as most attempt to avoid apprehension by Border Patrol. The Big Bend sector chief says large numbers of those apprehended are single adults, many wearing camouflage to blend with the desolate surroundings. We have seen a significant increase in traffic coming into the Big Bend sector, Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin told Breitbart Texas in an interview this week. It's new for us. It's new for our communities. It's something we haven't seen in the past. Van Horn Station had over 115 apprehensions yesterday. With the help of a TXDPS aircrew, agents were able to locate multiple individuals dressed in camouflage, trying to conceal themselves from detection. Hashtag Stone Garden Partner Hashtag Working Together Hashtag Honor First Pick.Twitter.com BK77BZ9LSS Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin at U.S. Beep Shift, May 25, 2021. Big Bend sector agents witnessed a nearly 400% increase in border apprehensions through the end of April, according to the CBP Southwest Border Encounters reported. The apprehension of single adult migrants increased by 422%. So far this year, we're well over 22,000 apprehensions for this sector, McGoffin reported. That is well above normal. The highest we ever had in a year was a little over 9,000 apprehensions. Big Bend sector often partners with local and state agencies to secure America's borders and safeguard our communities. Van Horn agents recently partnered with the TXDPS to apprehend numerous large groups. Great work. Hashtag honorfirstpick.twitter.com/certsefflevels. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift. May 19, 2021. We're seeing a more concerted effort here, in Big Bend sector, than we've ever seen before, the chief explained. We're seeing folks in camouflage that we've never seen before. These are all new tactics. McGoffin said transnational criminal organizations are adapting their business models and targeting these crossing through a very dangerous terrain and hostile environment. It's a simple business proposition. We're talking about organized crime, he continued. They're looking at this as another business opportunity. In the past it was deemed inhospitable, difficult terrain. Now they're looking at this as an opportunity, not a deterrent. More important than anything else, organized crime sees these people as a commodity, McGoffin stated. They do not see them as human beings. They recruit them, they bring them across the border. And if they can't maintain themselves with the group, they leave them there. Crossing the border illegally is very dangerous and in this instance, life-threatening. Multiple agencies and assets work together to locate and rescue an undocumented individual and recover his deceased brother. Do not put your life at risk. Great work by all. At txdpspic.twitter.com/ed673. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, May 21, 2021. So far this fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2020, Big Bend sector agents recovered the bodies of 20 migrants after they were abandoned by human smugglers. That compares to 5 during the same period last year, the chief said. McGoffin's Border Patrol agents carried out more than 200 rescue events leading to the rescue of more than 500 people. Over the weekend, Big Bend sector received multiple calls from individuals in distress. Agents were able to provide those encountered with the necessary medical care in the field as well as transportation to further medical services. Hashtag honorfirstpick.twitter.com/cpgnnqj. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, May 24, 2021. Life-saving measures are an absolute priority for us in the United States Border Patrol, the chief stated. We're mothers, we're fathers, we're husbands, we're brothers, we're sisters, we have family members. We would never want anyone to be hurt, so this is why we go into this immediately. McGoffin explained the cruelty carried out by the criminal human smugglers against migrants. He said the smugglers packed the migrants into overcrowded stash houses near the border, often with long waits before being moved inland. His agents find migrants packed into overloaded vehicles and tractor trailers. These smuggling incidents often lead to dangerous vehicle pursuits. Presidio agents have been working closely with HSI and the Presidio Police Department to intercept smuggling schemes. Yesterday, agents and their partners arrested multiple individuals in a stash house and performed a vehicle stop on a smuggling scheme. Hashtag honorfirstpick.twitter.com/FHFGFMLSAB. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, May 18, 2021. The chief said the deployment of new layered technology enabled the agents to detect and interdict more smuggling events this year. He said this is frustrating the organized crime members who are becoming more desperate to move their human cargo inland. The Big Bend sector agents received more technology this year, including automated surveillance towers, mobile surveillance vehicles, and small unmanned aircraft systems, SUAS, that enable more efficient dispatching of agent resources. "We're really excited about the investment in the Big Bend sector this year," he explained. "With that commitment in technology, we can attribute to more than 30% of our apprehensions this year. We're seeing a lot of help coming from these technologies." Chief McGoffin is a 25-year veteran Border Patrol agent. His career took him to many regions of the southwest and northern borders. Before becoming chief of the Big Bend sector, McGoffin served in the Tucson and El Paso sectors along the southwest border. He served multiple tours of duty at CBP headquarters in Washington, D.C., and at the Border Patrol Academy. McGoffin also expressed his gratitude to the support his agents receive from the communities they serve and their law enforcement partners, including local sheriffs and the Texas Department of Public Safety. "Big Bend sector often partners with local and state agencies to secure America's borders and safeguard our communities. Van Horn agents recently partnered with the ATX DPS to apprehend numerous large groups. Great work. Hashtag honorfirstpick.twitter.com/certseflvels. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, May 19, 2021. "I'm really glad these agents are out there working with their communities," he concluded. "I think, oftentimes, the communities are not given the recognition they deserve." He said the ranchers and farmers and other community members are more sets of eyes that help the agents be more effective in finding the illegal border crossers. "Having that good relationship out there is really good for us because we get those reports," McGoffin said. "The ranchers, the farmers, the other members of the community feed us that information that just makes it that much better." Big Bend Sector HQ hosted their annual open house last week for local schools and community members. Visitors were able to experience firsthand the technology and assets utilized by agents in the vast Big Bend region. Click the link to learn more. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, May 10, 2021. The Big Bend Sector, originally named the Marfa Sector, covers more than 135,000 square miles and encompasses nearly 120 Texas and Oklahoma counties, stretching from 510 miles of the Rio Grande border to the Texas Panhandle and all of the state of Oklahoma. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.